from the Honda North Studios. Man, it's hot. It's really hot. Too hot to fish, too hot to golf, but not too hot to test drive a brand new car at Honda North, where the only thing hotter than the temperatures are the red hot clearance deals on all remaining 2018s. Come get yours during the Honda Summer Spectacular event going on now at Honda North. WLER, Butler Cranberry. This is the Rock Station 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Well, we welcome you to another edition of local music here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7. It is the Grassroots Show. I'm Bob Kupp, along with Utah Burgess from Shady Lady Productions, and we are ready to set the scene straight. Talk local music here tonight. And we're brought to you in part by the Meat Locker Recording Studio that has helped to produce a lot of great local music that is heard right here on the radio and I'm sure emanating in a jam session near you.
Including a two-time Grassy Award-winning band that came out of the Meat Locker.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I just happened to have my Anger the Ant shirt on here, ironically.
All ties together.
How about that? Speaking of that, I understand a couple of members of Anger the Ant recently bumped into the Noble Hops band, and next thing you know, music emanated.
Yeah, we had a good time playing Cruisapalooza last Sunday with Noble Hops band and had some friends jump up and join us, including Zach Rivito, who jammed with us probably half the day, so we had a lot of fun with that. And Don Scherer got up and played a few songs with us as well as Radar, who was a past member of the Junkman's Widow band. So he got up and played some bass with us. We had a very fun time. It was a beautiful day.
That's cool. I did see a post here early this morning that Don Scherer put up and said top favorites, listings, whatever, and he said Recon Brewing was number two, Band Jam number one. Appreciate the shout out, Don, but it sounds like, and I know you guys recently played up at Recon, it sounds like some serious vibes been coming out of there.
Well, you know, and actually I was down at one of the Friday night jams that they have down there in Butler, thanks to Don Scherer and a lot of other people in the community, and I grabbed some remotes with some of the people down there, including Recon. Of course, I didn't bring them with me today, so we're going to have to try and work them in here in the coming weeks, but talk to him and Clint Kittle from Speed Freak Motorsports, who's one of the organizers of everything down there as well. So it was fun, and we got to use the stage during Cruisapalooza, and I had a good time.
Good deal.
A lot of work and effort, you know, to bring music back to downtown Butler, so hope you get out and support it.
Absolutely, because there's been some sponsors that have stepped forward. Of course, the city government has been cooperative in making it happen, and some grassroots efforts to build the stage and everything, and that's great to see. It was also great to see a lot of folks out at the Hotel Beacon, a Rockdown Right Tour stop for August, and Washboard Tony and his son Nick were there. They opened things up. Justin Wade came in with Bobby and did some great jamming again, and the band Dempsey performed as well, and there was some money raised for different charity aspects that each of those groups are involved in, and it was great to see the folks at the Hotel Beacon stepping forward and giving a nice little chunk of change into the tip bucket. Thank you, each and every one of you. If you're out there listening and happen to catch the show here, we want to thank you for that, and thanks to the bands for making that effort work.
Yeah, very cool, and a shout-out to the bands for, helping pull that thing off as well. I was out of town. Mm-hmm. Down in Louisville with my new band, which I'll talk about in a minute. But for Justin Wade stepping up and providing the sound and helping to manage everything. I know you said he really took charge there and made things happen. I really appreciate that.
So yeah, I want a special shout out to Shady Lady for making the band lineup happen too, and that was a fun night. Of course, we 2 years in a row now have tried to have a party on the patio out there, and I kind of made the joke that apparently Mother Nature doesn't like rock radio, but that didn't happen. It rained the whole night again, but it was a good party inside.
Yeah, I remember last year we were set up on the patio and we were going to go for it, and Rob come walking in, he's like, "It's going to rain." Yeah. And, Rob travels this country on his motorcycle. So, and he said it was going to rain. I believed him. We tore down and went inside, and sure enough, it rained.
Yeah. So. Well, I talked to some friends who were going to ride their motorcycles in to the party on the patio, and they showed up in their cars. So, yeah, good stuff. So, wait a minute here. Shady Lady down in Louisville, what's going on? I thought maybe you were picking up baseball bats for the Pirates.
Recently jammed up in Detroit, Michigan, and now is down jamming in Louisville. And,
nice.
With a friend of mine down there, Everett, and we're going to have him on the show, actually, coming up because he's a Pittsburgh native and has a couple bands down there and a lot of original music that they do. But yeah, we put together a group called the Keystone Minstrels. So we're down there playing at Air Devil's Inn. Thank you for having us, and it was a fun time.
Good stuff. You've been busy jamming with a lot of people. Of course, Shady Lady presents bike nights out at Peter B's every month and always have some great local music and get-togethers, so you've been busy with that. And I also understand you were even jamming with an old friend of Western Pennsylvania, huh?
Yeah, Mike Angert was in town, and his dad, Steve, threw a heck of a party, I hear, at his house, so I stopped by out there to check things out early because I had plans with the Cups. And, went out there, said hi to Mike. He's writing some original music. And so we're going to probably have him on sometime in October. He's looking to drop his first single.
Cool.
But, I got to jam with him and Ben Maynard. I was got to play some drums for a little bit. So
cool.
It was a very fun time.
Well, we wish Mike well. I've been following him, his exploits on social media. It sounds like he's doing well with his move to Nashville.
He's having a blast. It was fun talking to him, and Ben both. And I think Ben's got some ties down there to Nashville as well. And so, it was fun little afternoon.
And I want to thank Steve for inviting me out as well. Unfortunately, I couldn't make it. We just rolled it back in from vacation, and the vacation was continuing over the weekend. So, it sounds like he had a nice get-together for Mike and some friends enjoying the night.
And I'm glad to hear your name was cleared in the stealing of that airliner jet, too, in Seattle. So
yes.
It's nice to know that you were not involved in that.
I was almost a week away from the Seattle-Tacoma airport when that happened, and I flew out of Eugene. So it won me. And you guys just played near CC Winery again, too, and that's such a cool place.
Yeah, a recent guest. We had Roberto on. Oh, they're doing music 3-4 nights a week down there. So
fantastic.
wonderful place, wonderful venue behind local music. Recommend you go check them out.
Well, we're going to check out the band Appalachian Doom Gospel. Really cool sounding name. We're going to find out a little bit about them. In fact, this might be, if not the first, the second largest band we've had in this very studio. And if not, it's tied for the most. It's going to be fun to hear from them. Got another song from the band Wicked Earth. We have played them, but we want to thank, I think it was Sean, for dropping off a CD from their new EP called The Body Politic. And a really cool song called Taking a Chance with McGee. We're going to play that from the band Wicked Earth to kick off the show.
All right. And I mentioned Justin Wade earlier and recapping the Rock Done Right Toward the Beacon Hotel. So I say we bust out his live version from here in the Grassroots Studio of Story to Tell.
I know he's heading into the studio. If it wasn't this week, it's in the next couple of weeks that he's going to be in the studio recording. So we'll be anxious to hear it. So
Good. It's
the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7.
Searching to where your brain will take you. The only thing left of three. Stagger your vision, avoiding the drown. Taking a chance with McGee. Why do you know what I've become to see? Why do you know? Churning a foreign compilation. What did you build for me? Interpreting this miscalculation. That's what you left me to see. Oh, run, run, run. Say now, am I coming through? Run, run, run. Say now, I belong to you. I'd rather breathe than drown.
Head down to New Orleans, got a sunset by my side. With $3 bills up in my pocket, cold water and a fine ride. Headed down to see that there young boy, I got a story to tell. Life lessons and I'm living in hell, embodied in a prison cell. Well, I got a story for you. And I ain't got nothing to lose. I pulled out of the Motel 8, headed south down on 95. Looked up in the rearview mirror and my life started flashing by. Yeah, dark skies and a clear headed woman and the dragon just wants to play. Oh, hell's angels come to take my life. Well, well, not today. Yeah, I got a story for you. Lord knows I got nothing.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back on the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7, in this particular segment, brought to you by our friends down at the Rainbow Inn in Freeport, where you're going to need more man's can specials because there's a lot going on this time of year. College football season, pro football season, pirate baseball, and Utah, before we know it, the Penguins will even be playing. Summer is going by real quick, so don't let another summer day go by without your visit to the Rainbow Inn.
Yes, and I've been hanging out there a lot lately, enjoying some man cans, so make sure you stop in and thank them. They've been our number one sponsor day one.
Yes, so they have.
The show is on the air due to those guys ponying up to the table the very first time, so stop in.
Thank you to the Rainbow Inn. Very excited to have, I don't know, we've had some big groups in here. I mean, big as far as the number. And this might be the biggest that we've fit into this little studio of ours to record for the Grassroots Show. And we're very excited because they're going to play a couple of live cuts in here as well. And that is Appalachian Doom Gospel, which might just be the coolest name we've ever come across, too.
Thank you.
We want to welcome in, we'll start with Zach, who is here, and we'll kind of go around the table and have everybody introduce themselves. But if you would, welcome to the Grassroots Show, gang, and let's introduce the public to Appalachian Doom Gospel.
Hey, thank you very much. I'm Zach Reed. I play guitar, slide guitar, and vocals.
I'm David Beck, and I play bass guitar.
I'm Laurel Wayne, and I sing.
I'm Cody Clark. I play guitar, and I also do vocals.
I'm Abe Zito. I play the washboard.
I'm Dan Lafferty. I play the drums.
I'm Ian Compton. I play trumpet and hit on stuff.
And hit on stuff. Gotta
anything
love it.
That's around.
That's pretty cool stuff. So now, gotta ask the question that probably is asked a lot for you guys. The name. Let's talk about where the name came from.
It was kind of a joke to start with. Most of us have actually worked together at one point in our time here. Mm-hmm. And a while back we joked about putting together this mountain-style blues band and just trying to bring down the house. And we started giving each other nicknames, jokingly, and for whatever reason, the name just kept sticking, and we kept trying to find any reasoning, like, what does this name go for? And some of them kept saying how I used to play in a death metal band. So is that sort of doom element. So the doom came in there, and I've always been a fan of the Appalachian style of hill country blues. And as far as vocally, I wanted to attack like a gospel choir, basically. I wanted that power behind it. And that's kind of the interpretation I take on it, at least.
Okay.
But for the most part, yeah, it just kind of, it sounded cool.
Well, and I will say that it does sound very cool, and I guess from what we've heard, we've been able to play a couple of cuts of your material from the new EP, and we're going to hear some more of that tonight. But I think it suits the style, doesn't it? Does everybody have that vibe to it?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I mean, because you have a lot of elements here, but it kind of, I mean, it blends together. Obviously, you're people that have been involved in the music scene, and I don't know how great lengths for each of you. But how did you find each other? I mean, how did this particular piece just walk itself into the room together?
I think it started with Zach and I. You know, we just started hanging out after work, and we would play back and forth, you know, like talking to each other almost. And the songs just kind of started writing themselves, and we're like, we need a rhythm section. We need something to keep us in time. So Abe came over, and he brought the washboard, and we were like, yeah, this is starting to come together a little bit more, like, they're enjoying it. And then other people started hearing the things we were doing. And then Dave, you know, who decided to come put the funkiest bass on all of our tracks, came and gave us the soul, I like to say. Yeah.
Yeah, and Zach always had this, like, vision of a huge band. Like, we started jamming just, like, little microcosms of it all, just like three of us, and then eventually like someone new would come along and it'd be like, well, let's add that in, you know, when Ian and Laurel lived in Brooklyn, and I think it was literally like two days they had been home, they moved back from Brooklyn for only like 2 days.
Yep.
And then they were already in the band tracking with us in the studio.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we just kept adding stuff and
yep.
I don't think we're done adding stuff either, you know. I think we're looking for some banjo happening at some point, violin
and lap,
you know,
steel
stuff like that.
I just want to point out, with that 2 day of recording in the studio, Laurel learned all her parts for that EP in the vocal booth,
yep.
While Zach was handwriting the lyrics, just handing them to her, like, try this out.
Wow.
We're all like, maybe try that vocal.
It was fun, definitely.
Well, that's some talent right there, no doubt about it. So.
Oh, yeah.
So you've got a little bit of everything. I mean, you know, you've got the little washboard going on. You've got some trumpet going on. I mean, it just adds to a great style. Kind of a melting pot, if you will, of a lot of different styles, it sounds like.
Yeah. Yep.
So Zach and Cody, I mean, obviously you two kind of started the mainframe of this. Have you both been well-versed in your craft as far as playing guitar in particular and singing?
Well, as far as guitar goes, I mean, I've been playing since I was 16. But I don't know, most people, it seems like they go into that sort of punk phase, rock phase, and then all they want to do is play metal. So I had been playing metal for quite some time, and after I was in a band traveling, I ended up falling into debt, and I had to back off. So I ended up doing that. I was crushed. Did some other projects on the side, just never hit the spot, and I started on blues. So I was like, you know what, I just need to start back over. I need to get back to my roots, and the slide just kind of started coming, and I don't use a regular size slide where normally it would cover your entire finger. I use a knuckle slide, so that way I can do fingering while I'm playing there. And as far as singing, I just started as far as this project goes.
Prince.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's about it for me.
Cody, how about you?
Blues were, you know, the foundation of everything that I know about guitar. You know, I learned it through AC/DC and just like simple, you know, blues licks and old songs from my uncle. And then, you know, playing for the years, I also traveled and lost some gear and then regained some things thanks to Zach and put some stuff together. And it was more like, It was more out of the inspiration for the hills. Like, it really was, like, trying to pull that feeling about from being around a campfire mm-hmm. and just having that, like, wholesome moment together as a group of people. And whenever we play, I feel that every time on stage. But
that's cool.
Yeah, it's been an awesome journey. Like, yeah. This is my first real serious band.
Okay.
So it's been a real blessing to be with everyone so talented.
Now, how long has the group been together? How is this particular unit? I mean, obviously, you said it's kind of been an evolution, but did this just come together for the EP? And this is
pretty much. Yeah. I think maybe a year, a year we've been together.
Yeah,
yeah. And then, like prior to this, we were making different kind of music.
Oh yeah,
like me, Cody, and Zach all worked together for a little while, and we started jamming, and that was called Albatross Choir, which is kind of weird to think about.
Yeah.
Like, and we made like really weird like jazz funk music.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird. Yeah. And then we just kind of knew the dynamic works, so I think it just like turned into this, you know.
Mm-hmm. And here it is, Appalachian Doom Gospel.
I think Laurel and I have been in the band since October 20th.
Okay.
October 16th, to be exact.
Well, we moved back then.
Oh, yeah. Wait, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
The day you moved back.
Yeah.
Now, we're talking Ian and Laurel, right? You guys were living in New York and made your way back this way, is that right?
Yeah, I actually went to school in New York for musical theater.
Okay.
So I had been living there for like 4.5 years. Ian moved up with me after I graduated. We were making music on our own, but yeah, all these guys just kind of dragged us home. It's hard to stay away.
It's
from
an expensive city too.
Yeah.
Well, great stuff. Well, we're glad you're back, and let's give it a listen. We're gonna play a tune. You're gonna do a couple from your EP, and then we're gonna do a live studio set here coming up on the Grassroots Show as we visit with Appalachian Doom Gospel. Talk to us about the first song. It's called "Please." From the this was the new EP that was dropped in April. Little Blue EP. Tell us a little bit about "Please," if you would.
"Please."
It's the first song we wrote.
Yeah.
The first song came together.
That was one that we had started. So the beginning riff was just something that was real catchy, real easy to slide on, and it had such a groove to it. So we had started messing with that, and I actually think that "Smooth Talker" was the first complete song we did.
Mm-hmm.
But "Please" is kind of an interesting one for me. So that one there, it's that song that reminds you of you shouldn't go out to the bar and drink excessively and then forget everything that you're doing. So the first line is, "Please remember me before I get old and gray." And that's also kind of a fear of mine, is to be forgotten. So I was kind of toss that in there. And then at the end of it, it's "Leave me on my way." And it's that, please make sure that I don't get myself into trouble. Please, you know.
So we're progressing through the night, basically.
And that's exactly it. You know, you start drinking, you start spilling all of your stories.
Yeah,
and that's kind of how it's always been for me. So, yeah. Cool. That's literally it in a nutshell.
Well, let's give it a play. It's "Please" tonight. It's Appalachian Doom Gospel on the Grassroots Show here on the Rock Station 97.7.
Please. just fine. Please just talk to me, 'cause then I don't know, maybe I won't feel alone. I won't feel alone
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
You're listening to the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7, streaming as well, 977rocks.com, and never miss a show or replay it many times over because it'll be so great to listen to tonight and you'll want to hear it again. It's archived at 977rocks.com. By the way, this segment brought to you by Bros of Superette. Before I get into reintroducing the band, we got to talk about our sponsors who make the show happen. Bros of Superette, high on the hill, right in the price, and anything you might want to cook up for dinner or on the grill, they have it. And if you need a nice quick lunch, they've got some good stuff made all the time. So stop up and see our friends at Bros' Superette. They're at the top of South Main Street Hill in Butler, the disconnected South Main Street Hill, as I affectionately call it. But you can get connected right at the corner of Rockenstein and South Main Street. Bros' Superette. Appalachian Doom Gospel is with us, and we just heard a song going into the break. That I guess must have started out untitled and ended up Grandma's song. Is that kind of it?
Yeah. I didn't want to. You know, we nickname all of our songs before we come with a solid title, and that was a song that was written for ones that we've lost. You know, and it was for my both my grandmothers, my aunt, and it was kind of a exactly that. Anyone that had lost someone. You know, just kind of reaching out and almost getting to say what you wanted to say. That's basically what that is.
Okay, okay. Talk to us about the writing style that you guys have, because obviously you're a seven-piece group. There's a lot of talent sitting in this room, a lot of different variation that can go. Zach, you sound like that you bring some of the lyrics to the table, and does the song evolve from that, or how does that writing process work for Appalachian Doom Gospel?
Lucky for me, everybody does writing. It doesn't fall on just one person. So, I mean, genuinely, one person comes in and starts off like, hey, I got this riff, or hey, I have this lyric, and we just start building from there. And that's basically what it is. It starts out as a jam session. Let's see where it goes. And then as we're playing, we'll like stop mid-song, but like, hold on, you should try doing this, or you should try doing this. And it's literally just adding upon adding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like what makes it really like intimate, the writing process, is just how we can literally, like today when we were practicing, like we can literally talk to each other mid-song because we like practice in a little blue house. Mm-hmm. And like write all the material in a little blue house, and like we're sitting like 3 feet away from each other, so it's like, you know, writing can be very, very like intimate and very like there's a closeness to it.
Yeah, it forces a dynamic for us. Like it makes us listen to each other more. Mm-hmm. And try to, instead of like competing, like we're trying to make a single sound. I think that's what the gospel about mm-hmm. us is, like trying to make that single wall of like unison. And yeah. Being in Little Blue, which is my house is a living room, literally.
Okay.
It's about, you know, the space kind of gives us our tone. Yeah, it's not very big, so we...
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I think you can hear the location the music was written in, like, through our mm-hmm. writing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if we were practicing in a big gymnasium, we might have sounded like Guns N' Roses or something. Like, who knows? You know what I mean?
Right.
And, like, the fact that we are practicing in a little room helps us focus on our dynamics and bring the writing to a point where we think it's pretty unique, you know?
Yeah.
Well, Bobby Utah, don't feel so bad then by packing you into this little recording studio here tonight. But that's cool. I mean, that would help with, I mean, a little bit of intimacy in the band, and obviously it's reflected in your music. How long of a process was it putting this album together? Because obviously it's not been a real long time that you guys have been together as a group. Did it kind of just trickle down and away you went?
Yeah, it was probably about like a half year of honest like focus mm-hmm. that got us to where we were. Where we were like, okay, we have some skeletons. Let's take it to the studio, and from there it kind of got cleaned up and a little more polished, and we found our dynamic even more in the studio setting where we had to isolate ourselves. And that was really weird for us, like like not everyone being in one room.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And also, I mean, writing took about like 6 months probably, and then when we recorded the whole EP in 2 days.
Wow.
So we live tracked all together, but like Cody just said, in separate rooms, which definitely was kind of like mm-hmm. like long lost, like
yeah,
heartbreak.
Hands out to the rhythm section,
like,
in a different
room. Yeah, through the staying, like through the window, like
yeah.
Cody, no,
yeah.
No, no. Yeah, we recorded the whole thing in 2 days, and like we were saying, like Ian and Laurel just jumped right in. I mean, they were there,
yeah.
And then we had like the songs like written. So we were like, "Well, Laurel, you want to add some vocals on it?" Because I mean, of course, we were going to take advantage of that, you know?
Yeah.
And like, because like you know, college singer, you know, what I mean? Like someone who was actually trained, you know. Like,
yeah, it was great whenever the producer heard Laurel. Like, originally, Laurel wasn't supposed to do it, and the producer heard Laurel's voice and just, like, throwing her in everything, layering it. She sat in the vocal booth for probably about 6 hours on Shannon's song, the song that's going to be played later, Scarlet Sin.
Okay.
My best thing as a producer I've ever done was go, you know, Laurel and Please should go, mm, and he turned around with this look of just like, dude. Yes.
Yeah. I actually think he referred to Laurel as our secret weapon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
I agree entirely.
Yeah, because I kind of just showed up to hang out with all my friends.
Welcome to the band.
Day two, I was in the band. Yeah.
Yeah. We were all sitting on the couch, and Ian came over. He's like, "You want Laurel to put some vocals down?" I was like, "Yeah, sure. Like, you know, this is all for fun." And she goes in, the first notes she hits, we're all off our couch. She's oh my.
We found something, huh?
Yeah.
Now, where did you record it, and who was your producer?
It was Very Tight Recordings in Sharpsburg.
Okay.
Guy's name is Matt Very.
Very cool.
Yeah, Abe actually, he did work for the studio, and we ended up getting to record there for free.
So, yeah, I do hardwood floors. I did his floors there when he was building the studio. And so,
oh, okay. So he owed you a little debt there. Yeah. And mm-hmm. as a result, the little blue EP came out.
Exactly, yeah. That's so cool. Thank you, Abe.
Abe is much more important than just the washboard, right?
Yeah.
He's our Atlas, yeah.
Oh, that's great stuff. Where can people find Little Blue EP, and where can people find Appalachian Doom Gospel playing?
Well, you can hear the EP. It's on all the streaming services like Spotify, Apple Music, and it's also on AppalachianDoom.bandcamp.com. Mm-hmm. And then we're playing throughout the Pittsburgh area a lot, and I'd recommend finding us on like Instagram or Facebook so you can keep in touch with us, because mm-hmm. we're starting to gig out a lot, trying to push the EP while simultaneously writing new material.
Yeah, we have plenty of new songs too.
Yeah, we're going back into the studio at the end of this month for our first full length in the writing process, and we just want everyone to keep in touch because we're going to be playing around Pittsburgh. Yeah. I know there's talks of us doing a weekend tour.
Yeah, possibly
in Ohio to different breweries and stuff. So.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Also. The PNC Park actually contacted us, and they do...
Well, no, it was AT&T Sportsnet contacted us.
For their Friday night?
Yeah.
Right. Hearing us there, then.
Yeah, so we'll be sure to let everyone know when we're going to be featured on that, which is really exciting. So.
No doubt about it. That's an incredible exposure.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Especially when the Pirates are winning.
Yeah, exactly.
Takes less man cans.
What is a man can, by the way?
Oh, it's just a very large brew.
24 ounces of God's nectar. for $3.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
$3.
323 Second Street in Freeport, the place to be.
Okay.
I'm there.
Good stuff. Yep. If we had to say general hub of where you guys are from, just to give the listeners a perspective, where is your home base?
Down the street.
Yeah.
About three blocks from here?
Yeah.
The city of Butler.
Yeah.
Okay.
City of Butler's our home. Little Blue is in, we walked here, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just down a few blocks, yeah, so where we practice.
Awesome. So that's great. You were actually able to get together and do a little practice before you came in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get the practice put to motion here. Let's do a couple of live songs in the studio with Appalachian Doom Gospel. And again, check them out on Facebook, Instagram. Get in touch. Pick up the stream it, pick it up, whatever you got to do to get a hold of it, and catch them live in concert as well. We're going to do Smooth Talker, which I believe we have played from the EP, but we're going to hear it live in the studio here. And Scarlett Sin, give us a little background of those two songs as we lead into them.
So Smooth Talker is basically my relationship with my wife, where I'd never been a guy that wrote a love song, and not very easily at least. And it's a lot of the memories that I have of us as we started dating, where it's like I thought I was just a smooth talker, you know, laying it on. And then it's like later down the line in our relationship where she's just like, no, you weren't. And I was like, why'd you stay with me? She's like, you're cute. That's fair enough.
And then Scarlett Sin. Scar. We actually cannot take credit for the lyrics in that song. One of our good friends that... You want to give some perspective on that?
So Shannon McCarron worked with us at the Chop Shop.
Okay.
And she was, she's been doing theater and all kinds of stuff. And actually before we got this group together, me and her were jamming and writing songs. And that was one of the songs that she had put together. Well, then she got a gig down in Georgia. So she had left. I was fiddling around with it, finishing it up at practice, and they're like, can we play this? I was like, yeah, we can play it. And then we started talking about recording it, and I was like, I got to contact her and double check.
Yeah, we got that.
Yeah, and she was all for it. She was so stoked to see it continue because she was one person that pushed me to sing as well. Like I said, never was a fan of it, and she just kept going, so.
Yeah, and I think we like also took the precaution to call it Shannon's song, to like be like, this is definitely her song. You know what I mean? like
great stuff. Hey, thanks for coming in and sharing your music with us, gang. And
thank you.
Great to have you in the studio performing live here. And we wish you the best of luck with what you're doing now, and good luck in the studio when you get back in there too. It's Appalachian Doom Gospel here tonight on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7. Listen in; they're live right now.
It's grilling season at Bros' Super Ed. Stock up for your summer parties, cookouts, and camp. Pick up your burgers, hot dogs, kielbasa, wings, steaks, or marinated chicken. Then grab a couple of side dishes and buns, and you'll be all set for an easy meal. Plus, try their smoked meats. And Bros' is king of the ham loaf in Butler. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4. Corner of South Main and Rockenstein, where they're high on the hill and right on the price. It's Bros' Super Ed.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
This Wednesday, August 22nd, join Donnie Yozo for an open mic night at the Rock Ann Haven from 8 to 11 p.m. Samantha Sears hosts an open mic at the Clarion River Brewing Company Saturday, August 25th. It begins at 7 p.m. Washboard Tony and Son appear at the Lindora Hotel Saturday, August 25th from 8 to 10 p.m. Also join Washboard Tony for a full moon drum circle on Sunday, August 26th at Glade Run Park. And on Friday, August 31st, they'll be at the Bonnybrook Clubhouse from 9 to 11 p.m. Don't forget Corbri Woodstock, the Rocked on Right Tour stop for September. It's Sunday, September the 2nd. Check out CorbriWoodstock.com and join in on the fun in Gibsonia. And on the Shady Lady concert calendar, Thursday, August 23rd, join the Noble Hops Band at North Country Brewing for their Cannery Bike Night. It's a Rock for Recovery tour stop for Dave Sloan from 6 until 10 p.m.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best. And that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 36 years of building garages, house barns, utility, and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
The Rock Station 97.7 presenting The Grassroots Show here tonight along with Shady Lady Productions, and thanks to P&W Construction sponsoring this particular segment of our show here tonight. And a big thank you shout out to Appalachian Doom Gospel. That was a fun visit with them, and boy, they sounded fantastic in the studio here tonight.
Yeah, we got to share the stage with them at the Butler Beer Fest back in June. That was a lot of fun. They're very, very entertaining. We took turns. We'd do 30, they'd do 30, we'd do 30. It was a very fun day. Hot, but it was a very fun day. But yeah, they bring a lot of energy, and they're just fun to watch. So I recommend you go check them out.
Tell you what, folks, look around right now because there's a lot going on, and it's great to see, you know, obviously we've talked about the music kind of emanating back down to downtown Butler again, but all of the locations that have been adding in musical performances and just live acoustic sets have been seemingly popping up. It's amazing. Almost everywhere you go, we're seeing that happen. And I was just in a couple of different major cities out west, and there were similar situations as this, but not as prevalent. And I think we've got something special that you can find right here in Western Pennsylvania right now.
I'll tell you what, I've been spending a lot of time in the Detroit area, and I cannot put any more emphasis on that. It's so hard for me to find anything up there that even compares to what we have going on here. So, you know, there's a lot of people who like to knock on this scene. I ain't one of them. I think it's very strong and it's growing. It's fun to watch.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, thanks to Appalachian Doom Gospel. We appreciate them being in the studio tonight. Of course, next up on the Rock Done Right Tour, Labor Day weekend. And if you haven't gotten your tickets already, you're taking a chance you're not going to get them because they're going to sell out. And we're talking about Corbri Woodstock. And understand they must have had a special event down there recently, and some local performers were jamming, performing down at the Corbri Woodstock stage. I mean, it's such a beautiful setting, nice big area. They've got it. They've got it so well put together over the years that they have put this on. It's very convenient in. They have the parking set up for you, and you just have a gorgeous area to come and enjoy.
And of course, Lamatt Productions is a backbone of it all. So you know it's good right there.
Yeah, absolutely. Going to be a great day of music all day long. Sunday of Labor Day weekend. Check out CorbriWoodstock.com for more information. And again, as I said, you can get your tickets right there. Do that if you're even thinking about going. Get together a group and go out and have some good times.
It will sell out, and if it sells out, it's sold out.
It's, you can't get in. So, Hey, we're going to finish up the night with another band. This is a group of young men who, I guess, have been around for a few years. They're named Inbound, and it sounds like they've had some success playing quite a few pretty solid gigs around the area. The Rex Theater, among those, and even Mr. Smalls, the band Inbound. They have an entire album that is called Teenage Therapy. We're going to give it a spin here tonight with their song Ice Blue Eyes.
All right, and going back to the last Rock Done Right tour, I think I'm going to play some Washboard Tony and Son. This song has been stuck in my head. It's just one of my favorite local songs right now, and that's we'll do another live version from the studio here, and this is Washboard Tony and Son doing Jasper.
And we'll see you again right here next Sunday night on the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station 97.7.
evidence. Exist just to exit existence. Light is more bright now than usual. A funeral and a hand stamping fingerprints. What's his name? I've been dying to know. Oh, now I'm dead. What's his face? What's his age? And what would be the opposite? The curtain draws like an artist and parts the silhouette. Looks like you, looks like me. Every color in his skin.
North Studios. Have you driven the 2018 Honda Ridgeline? It set a whole new standard for what a midsize truck should be. And right now, you can get a great clearance deal during the Honda Summer Spectacular event. Hurry in and drive yours home today at Honda North. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7. We'll be right back.
tear you apart. Would you yell it from the rooftops down until it's over and you're older? I feel so alive tonight. You got me feeling so blind. I wanna yell it from the rooftops down until it's over and you're older. Like sugar and cyanide. Our worlds are meant to collide.
Rock Station 97.7. Rock Station 97.7. First with local music. Don't miss the Grassroots Show Sunday nights at 7 on The Rock Station 97.7.